Florida. How about Ohio?
And see, I don't know what Ohio is with taxes. I'll tell you what, you
Donnie,
can buy
Google Ohio good
stores.
Taxes.
Just Ohio good taxes, and then just hope it spits you something out that's useful.
Or states ranked by taxes. Give us some.
I'm
going to
tell you something from vacation that I think is just a travesty here. So we went to, I'll just say it, it's Costco down there. I'm not going to say a big box store. In South Carolina, in Myrtle Beach, we go to Costco just to buy some stuff we know we're going to need in semi-bulk quantities for the week because there's 14 people.
Diapers, hot dogs.
It was more like foodstuffs, like maybe hot dogs or whatever. Okay.
Yep.
So they have goofy laws down there. You can buy beer and wine in the Costco, but if it's hard liquor, it's got to be in what they would call a separate building. So there's like a building that has four walls and a door that closes, but it's technically sharing a wall with the Costco, but they can sell liquor out of there, but only till 7. Costco liquor situation is terrific. The quality is really good, like most things there. It's just their house brand. It's like a handle of vodka that's indistinguishable from pretty much any top-of-the-line stuff you can get, Tito's
so
or whatever.
So blind taste test, you think it would match up with Tito's?
And it costs like a third of the amount.
But we can't do that here because of the state
stores. What are we
doing?
I'm asking them about these laws.
Don't
just
you blame the Quakers?
Is it their fault? They had the blue laws?
Yeah, I think the way that they founded the state.
I don't care what they've done for us in the oats department. I got big issues with the Quakers then.
All right, I'm looking at WalletHub.com here.
Yeah.
Yes,
I trust WalletHub.
The ever-reliable WalletHub.
The overall tax burden by state.
Mm-hmm.
So the total tax burden in percentage. New York, number one, over 12%. Hawaii, 11.8%. Vermont, 11.1%. Maine, 10.7%. California, 10.4%. That rounds out the top five. You want to see where Pennsylvania is at? They have PA right in the middle, 25th, 8.36%.
Couldn't get any more square and down the middle. What's number 50?
Number 50 is Alaska, 4.93%.
But everything costs a lot more there because it's got to get shipped out there. Cost of living in
Where's
Alaska,
Ohio?
Hawaii, very high.
Ohio is 16, 8.92.
Ooh, so we got it better than them.
Yeah, a lot of those Big Ten states.
Where's Florida?
Chilling there in the mid-teens.
Florida, I want to know where Florida and Texas are.
Florida, I just saw it.
Begins with F.
They're all the way down at 47.
Oh, boy.
How about 6.05?
How about Tejas?
Great job by them.
Texas, 37, 7.56.
So you would have loved as a little kid the George H.W. Bush, read my lips, no new taxes.
Well, so IU can't go to the Dolphins because they've already got three receivers.
How about
Tampa has Godwin in
Evans. How about Jacksonville? Trevor Lawrence.
Christian Kirk, they drafted Brian Thomas Jr.
Well, Thomas is more the applicable one there.
They're all maxed out at wide receivers.
Carolina, who'd they? They picked
Deontay
Leggett,
Johnson.
And they picked Xavier Leggett. Have you seen? Xavier Leggett has one of the thickest accents I have ever heard. Like it, Southern, like a drawl. Like Southern drawl is a thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like he could have been in the Water Boy. Like he was just doing takes about summer jobs and stuff. And he's telling a story about his buddy working at KFC. It is awesome. They put subtitles beneath it. You can understand them, but it is the greatest Southern drawl I have ever heard from a dude.
Speaking of wide receivers, over the weekend, the 33rd team ranked the top 10 NFL wide receivers of all time.
Yes.
No Lynn Swan, no John Stallworth. AB made the list.
Rice number one, Moss number two. Am I right?
Yep.
I bet you they put Megatron three.
They did not. He was four.
T.O.
He was four.
How was he four, though?
Oh, wait,
two
no.
Two guys at four.
T.O. was four, and Calvin Johnson was five.
Where did they have Fitzgerald? Was he on there?
He was. He's seven. Wait a minute. I'm counting these wrong. I wrote them down wrong. Let's start over.
Rice
one,
Moss.
Moss two, T.O. three, Calvin Johnson four.
All right, so I'm perfect so far, so stop. And I know Fitzgerald is
sixth.
Seven.
Sixth.
Oh, sixth.
Yep.
It's like a who's on first.
So you need 5, 7, 8, 9, 10. I didn't tell you where AB ranked yet.
No. I bet you AB is like ninth.
He is not.
Fifth?
No. Are you just going to keep guessing numbers or do you want to guess names instead?
No, I'll guess Julio Jones.
Didn't crack the top 10.
Interesting. Ooh,
any
how about Biletnikoff or Don Hutson or dudes
that's
that
what I was
back
ask.
In the
no.
day types?
I think Don Hutson got snubbed.
I actually kind of think he did too. Oh, man.
Don Hutson was a animal in the 1930s.
Chris Carter?
He was 10th.
All he does is make lists.
By the skin of his teeth.
I'm not sure he belongs on there.
I don't think he does.
In fact, yeah, he doesn't belong on there.
Did they have, like, Largent on there?
Did not make it. I would put Largent ahead of Carter.
So would I. Hold on. I actually want to get this, then. Or try to get this.
So you know AB is ahead of Chris Carter.
I'm going to put AB at 7th.
Nope.
So he's 8th.
He's got to be 8th.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's 8th.
Man, Donnie, it's bugging me now because you know most of these guys, if not all these guys, played. Is Michael Irvin on there?
He did not make it. Career longevity problem.
You just know most of these guys got to be from the last 30 years, basically. Like, it's just hard for me to imagine somebody playing.
One of them is not. One of them is not from the last 30 years.
So I'm trying to think of who dominated the 80s or even 70s. And it's very much pissing me off that I can't think of who this would be. Is there a guy from the 70s that we're leaving off? Like somebody 70s or 80s?
I would say more 60s.
60s?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, I would say more 60s.
Who would be a guy?
And then the other two guys are contemporary players, or at least in the last few years. One of them is still active.
Who's the best active receiver in football? Not Devontae.
Nope.
Well, I was going to say, is it either Tyreek Hill or Jefferson?
Which one would you like to guess?
Hill.
Hill's 9th.
AB's better than Hill. I know Tyreek Hill has been on a heater, but
AB. And they put
AB
ahead of him.
I know, but
the 33rd team agrees with Chris Muller.
I feel like the gap between he and Hill should be more than one spot on the list. The other guy's not active, but he's a contemporary player?
Yes. Yeah.
Has he played in the last 5 years?
No, you've seen his entire career, though.
I hate these because my brain works so hard to try to think of guys I have seen play that my brain also then starts to fizzle out in short circuit. So I'm running through every name I can think of right now, and I'm not connecting point A to point B here. Better not be like Art Monk's ass or somebody
it's not.
Like that.
So you would put AB ahead of Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, I'd put AB ahead of Fitz even.
What if Tyreek Hill has one more all-pro season? What if he leads the league in receiving yards again this year?
I think if he does it for two more years, then I'm starting to think about it.
Which numbers are we missing?
Five and seven, yeah. The guy from the 60s, is it like not Charlie Joyner?
No.
I'm trying to even think when he played. Pearson was in the 70s.
Yep. He just went into the Hall of Fame a couple years ago.
There's somebody on the tip of my tongue from the 60s that is...
I'm surprised he didn't get the guy who's played in the last few years.
Well, there's a... You know what the problem is with that? There's a bit of a glut at that position, and now you start to think about guys who have played the position really well, and there's a stat glut. It's a guy who would have to have played in the last couple of years who'd be more highly regarded than AB. And you know what else my brain is throwing up as a roadblock? I put AB like 3rd on this list.
I'm going to give you.
Because you said it's not Julio Jones.
Nope. I'm going to give you one clue on the old timer. Most of his career was not in the NFL. His numbers were largely produced in another league.
The AFL. Or the AAFC or whatever the hell it was.
Actually, the XFL. It's He Hate Me.
He was a running back, Pony.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, Larry Centers, number 7. I give up, man. My brain's
Lance Allworth.
As soon as you say it, I get mad.
I want to try to figure out who the recent guy is.
Was he 5th or 7th?
He was 5th. I actually have an issue with that. The AFL was clearly the secondary league.
Yep. So why would he be ahead of anybody
and
else?
And I don't think that his numbers, because they were so prodigious there, and it sucks like that was the entire prime of his career.
The only other one I can think, I got one, Donnie. I think I got it. Andre Johnson.
Wrong.
That was a good guess. I mean, the first name that came to my mind before he gave the clue, which I always thought more highly of this guy than I think most other people did, I thought of Hopkins.
Nope.
But he's still playing.
Right, that's the thing. Whenever he said
I would have said Andre Johnson, man. I think he's a criminally underrated great wide receiver.
It is not him.
Oh.
Time's up. Marvin Harrison.
Oh, he shouldn't be on this list.
Why?
Specialized in catching slants and falling down.
He had double-digit touchdowns eight years in a row.
I'm aware. I have a massive...
He has more 1,000-yard receiving seasons than Calvin Johnson.
I have a massive blind spot against Marvin Harrison for this. Because my vivid recollections of him are always of him catching a pass from Manning, and unless he had clear sailing, doing like a Todd Pinkston post catch and just trying to avoid contact.
Well, who would you like? Raymond Berry on the list instead, Malzi? I mean,
Hines Ward.
Yeah.
Clear. No, I think Andre Johnson's a better wide receiver than Marvin Harrison. I will die on that hill for sure. Put Andre Johnson on those Colts teams, he is whooping ass with Peyton Manning.
Still have to give away tickets to see Third Eye Blind at Star Lake next month. Have you seen the Star Lake concert series list?
I have not. Would you like to tell me about it?
Tell me if I can come up with three performances or three acts here that you would pick to see before Third Eye Blind.
Okay.
But also, Yellow Card is also part of this show.
I can name two songs by Yellow Card.
Okay.
They're both good, but that's all I got.
Hootie and the Blowfish on Saturday. Let Her Cry. Let the Tears Fall Down.
No, I think after the two songs I know of them, I'm just going to be like bummed. Although they apparently
Hold my hand. Want you to hold my hand. Now, you think they play Darius Rucker's
country
singles?
Stuff, maybe. I know this. They play a lot of covers of like, I just saw them doing a cover of Interstate Love Song by STP, and it was actually pretty good.
I don't know who STP is.
You've never heard of the Stone Temple Pilots?
Oh, I didn't know that was the abbreviation.
Oh, yeah. No one's ever called Stone Temple Pilots STP.
I didn't know
You're
that.
Right.
There comes a tweet from Jeff.
Every time they talked about STP, they were just talking about oil.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, July 2nd, Tuesday night.
The answer is yes, but I told this to Donnie.
Give it away
I had them ruined for me by seeing them. Granted, I think it was me being way too drunk.
Yeah, you were blackout. You've told that story.
But the arena part of the show, I think, also hurt them. But I would go back and see them at that venue.
Have you seen them, Donnie?
Well, I'm actually going to go to that show.
Well, congratulations on your success.
You know what my problem is?
Two of the shows on this list I'm already going to. We obviously know the other one that we'll get to in early August. I've looked down the rundown here of some of the people coming to Star Lake. Third Eye Blind, probably putting on a good show, but there are some heavy hitters that they're getting out.
Friday, July 12th, Chris Stapleton.
I would go see him.
So would I.
Riding on a white horse.
Never takes his sunglasses off.
I like that.
Does he have eye issues?
No, it's probably just
Is it like a Tony Sperano thing?
It's probably just his thing, man. I would definitely go see Stapleton perform.
Brett Michaels, July 13th.
We had Brett on the show. He was a lot of fun.
We need to follow up with him because I'm pretty sure he promised backstage access for that show and maybe even a tailgate with him.
I think... I don't know if I would be,
right?
If I was super into like hair metal in the 80s and all that, but like I'd go see it because I think you'd have a ton of fun at that show. Even if we didn't get hooked up for backstage by Brett, I think even you're seeing him at his current age and not at his apex of partying, I still think you're having a very fun time.
July 20th, Sam Hunt. Do I know him?
Body like a back road,
oh,
driving.
No.
With my
No. Donnie, I know you can get into some of the cheesy country, but no.
Donnie,
thanks.
Let me ask you something.
I will not be going.
Let
to that
me
one.
Ask you something about Sam Hunt briefly. Two songs I'm going to compare. Which song are you turning off quicker? Body like a back road.
That one. I don't even need to hear the second one.
Last night we let the liquor talk.
I think I like
that's
that
Morgan
one more.
Wallen.
Oh, I know. I'm saying of those two songs that you cannot escape.
I like
which
the Morgan Wallen
on.
Sarah and I have an inside joke about the last night song, so I'd probably turn off Sam Hunt first.
Is there an inside joke about chairs being thrown off of balconies in Nashville?
That comment normally gets made by me.
Kay. Is it about Hawk Tua?
No.
Okay.
Man, you just go right in here.
Well, it's topical.
Hawk Tua, yeah, it is topical in a way.
Monday, July 29th. Hoosier?
Take me to church!
Nope.
No, I would not see Hoosier.
July 31st, Styx and Foreigner. I would.
Easy, yes.
More for Foreigner than for Styx.
Agreed.
My
who plays first there?
Remember the Styx should open for Foreigner, in my opinion.
But I would think
in
here...
In Pittsburgh, what if they just flip the order for this show only?
I bet they do.
My ex-girlfriend, the infamous Long Island ex, back when ringtones were a thing, Donnie, did you even do ringtones? You probably came along too late in the cell phone game. Foreigner, jukebox hero for some godforsaken reason.
I had a flip phone, and the first one on there, I think it came with it, was David Bowie, Ground Control to Major Tom.
Really?
That's what it would say every time someone called. Ground Control to Major Tom.
I mean, that's a great song. That's a great song.
David Bowie not coming because he's dead. Friday,
Man, did
August
you have any incidents,
2nd.
By the way, with dead guys?
I did.
While
I said
we were
Frank
gone?
Robinson was the third best living baseball player, and he's been gone for 5 years.
Oh, no.
And intern Dom did not bail me out. I'm still very angry with him.
Oh, no.
Dan and Shay with Jake Owen. Nope. Not putting that ahead of Third Eye Blind.
August, how many have we named so far that we would put ahead? Like three?
Styx and Foreigner and Chris Stapleton. Well, I guess Red Hot Chili Peppers, so we already have three.
Okay.
Creed.
I'll let our resident stat fan.
Did you see the mariachi band in Texas that they hired? Because that was the Rangers thing last year was Creed, and the mariachi band just played between innings Creed songs the entire night.
I would listen to that. Much like I like the Gypsy Kings Hotel California.
And the guy was like, can you take me higher?
I bet it was fantastic.
The trumpets would go.
I would love to hear that guy go, court is in session. The verdict is in.
Slipknot, August 7th.
Yeah, I'd go see them. I'd get my ass kicked in the middle.
I bet that's a hell of a crowd. Charlie's going to that show.
Oh, boy.
By the way, news on Charlie. He's pulled out of the producer hot dog eating contest.
For what reason?
Claiming a small esophagus. He said he has a family history of small esophaguses.
Of esophageal
And his father
issues.
Needs to have esophagus surgery every year to expand the esophagus. And he's afraid that if he participates, he's going to die.
I'm going to say this one time. If he's making it up, it's one of the greatest lies I've ever heard.
But why would he pass out on an opportunity to win $500? All he has to do is eat hot dogs for 10
minutes. You could pay for one of those esophageal surgeries with $500.
He's out. We're still waiting on Mary Hours to confirm her to perform the national anthem.
We're not waiting on Jeff in South Park to come in and powerbomb you from the top rope about Stone Temple Pilots.
I knew it. I knew there was one
Stone Temple Pilots band name was inspired by the STP oil logo. Guitarist saw it, thought it was cool and a cool abbreviation, came up with a band name solely based on the initials.
Thanks,
they were
Jeff.
STP before they were Stone Temple
I'll tell
Pilots.
You, I tell you who's got zero Hawk 2 in his future, that guy.
Jason
Aldean on August 10th.
No.
I'm going to pass.
Hard no.
Imagine Dragons August 14th.
I would actually take my kids to that because Lennox's favorite song in the world is Thunder by them. He'll dance. He'll go crazy.
I think that they're like that new, I mean, they're not really new. They've been around for over a decade now, but they're almost like the generation of like Nickelback and Creed where like they do have some pretty catchy songs and people hate them relentlessly.
I feel like every AT&T Sportsnet promo for the Penguins had Imagine Dragons song in it for like 10 years.
It did.
Tedeschi Trucks Band?
It's a jam band.
I'm out. August 20th, the Doobie Brothers.
Wow.
Yes. I'm in.
Is Michael McDonald playing with them?
I hope so.
So it says the Doobie Brothers 2024.
I don't know what the hell that
means. That's probably
not
Michael McDonald. What if they just did all the rock stuff and then all the, like the soulful stuff too with a singer who was not Michael McDonald? If you could do both, if you could, no one can approximate Michael McDonald.
Not
if
even.
You could do both, one, you wouldn't have to tour with the Doobie Brothers 2024. You'd be your own act.
Cage the Elephant. Don't know who that is.
They have one song I like. Maybe two.
Isn't it Ain't No Rest for the Wicked?
Well,
isn't
they have that Come a Little Closer, then you'll see.
Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, that one's good, but two songs. I can't go to a show
next
based
one's
on that.
A big one.
Cage your lead singer and never perform again would be my advice to them. September 3rd, Rob Zombie
funny.
And Alice Cooper.
Pound the table hard, yes.
How about this? Saturday night was Amanda's 20th high school reunion.
I saw that.
And so we went, and then afterwards, we stopped at a bar that's right near our house just for a couple of pops before we went home. and they had karaoke there. So some guy does Rob Zombie, that Dragula song.
Oh, my God.
So I'm sitting there.
Through the ditches and burn Dragula. Through the witches.
And Amanda knows every single word.
I love it. She just shot way up
and
in the
And I just look at her. And
she's at the top
I'm
of the mountain.
I'm thinking to myself, how do you know all of this?
Was she like getting after it,
she
singing
was.
It too?
And she like did the voice effect and everything. She did the
dig through the, oh, hell yeah.
And
that
she
song
said,
kicks ass.
That's how she got up for every high school softball game.
Can believe it. Can totally believe it.
I can't. I've known her for more than 10 years. This is news to me.
She was ready to run. Wasn't she? She caught for them, right?
Yep.
She's the general in the field. She's got to get up. I can imagine her damn near banging her head in against a wall to get ready for a game.
September 7th, Starkey can't wait for James Taylor and his all-star band. Right?
Yes.
I'd go.
I wouldn't.
September 10th.
I think it's funny how
they
have
didn't
it listed.
Tell me you
an
were
evening
gone.
With James Taylor.
No. Oh, is that what they have down?
Yeah, not even just James Taylor.
September 10th, Stained and Breaking Benjamin.
I would probably go see
it's
that.
Been
you know
a
what?
While.
I think I would too.
I would probably go see it. Stained's got a decent
Stained.
Catalog.
I saw Stained with Korn.
I like enough Breaking Ben songs
good show.
That I would see it.
I don't know who Falling in Reverse is.
That's the first band you've said I've never heard of.
September 14th, how about this? Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, and John Mellencamp. Holy F.
Okay.
They're going out with a bang.
I don't mean
they
this
have
to
one
be
later that I think is a worse show.
I don't. No, I would go see that for Willie Nelson. He's a literal living legend.
I'd go
and
for
you have
all
no
three.
Idea if he'll be alive by the time that show happens.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane. I mean, come
sucking
on now.
On chili
they
dogs.
Should make they should make Dylan sing that song.
You
want to
talk
they
about should, Hawk too? Oh, yeah.
They should all come out for that one.
So you guys have seen the guy just sing the song yes. As the only lyric is suck it on chili dog
and then
suck it on a chili dog.
September 18th
yes.
To put a bow on the season of concerts yes. Pitbull.
I'd go see Mr. 305 100%. So we ended up with a lot of
they
shows we'd see
lineup.
Over Third Eye
I really do.
I hope our
that's
old,
the opposite of the Pirates lineup right there.
Kayla Siebert, who used to work in promotions here, was I think what our promotions director for a while.
Mm-hmm.
She, if she is listening to this segment,
love two things: Third Eye Blind and the Pirates.
Correct. And she, if she is hearing us do this right now, is renouncing her friendship with me and Pony because she's seen Third Eye Blind and gone backstage to meet them enough where I think they're on a first name basis.
Oh, definitely.
With her.
I'm sure they text.
They see her and they're like, "Hey, Kayla, how are you doing?" And like, her husband is fine with this. Everyone's fine with it. There, it's a very wholesome thing. She's just super into Third Eye Blind.
That music means it's time for the Donnie Football Debrief, and it's brought to you by the great people at Saloni's Italian Bread. Where do you come down on avocado toast, Mulzy?
Huge fan.
Have you ever had a piece of avocado toast, Donnie?
No, but that's something I'm willing to try.
I mean, all it is
I mean, I think I would like it.
You just smash avocado into toast and maybe put some salt and pepper on there?
No, I mean, I do more with it than that. Like, I'll do scrambled eggs, and I'll just scramble them such that they stay whole, right? Put them in a patty. You can throw like a little red onion or something on. I mean, there's a lot of options. You can. It's like a little vegetarian breakfast sandwich. See, this is the stupid thing. A bunch of like people said, "Oh, these millennials like to eat their avocado toast." I'm eating a vegetarian sandwich,
yeah,
open faced. Shut up.
Pretty sure Zeiss would be one of those people who would do that.
Oh no. Oh no. Well, I'm done now.
I didn't know if they got to it today, but I'm sure Zeiss probably just went off on the dudes that rushed the 18th green at the Travelers yesterday.
I had some people say, I was texting with some people who were watching that tournament, say that they were so poorly received. I think their shirt said, "No golf on a dead planet." They think that these people...
I don't know what that means.
It's climate protest. Like, if the planet dies because it gets too hot and everything
that
goes to hell,
we can't play sports
there won't
outside
be any
anymore.
There won't be any golf when we're all dead. Basically, take care of the planet.
It's a nice message.
Somebody said, though, that they were so poorly received, like, the way they went about it, that they almost thought it was, like, a deep fake thing or, like, a false flag done by the oil industry just to turn people against the cause that they were actually, you know, putting out there. Like, so intentional, like, it was intentional to be that poorly done.
But why do they hate golf? Golf's outside, you got trees, and
a lot of resources getting used here.
Water.
A lot of water. A lot of pesticides, too.
Really not happy with big oil.
A lot of non-natural stuff.
Were they the same people? I saw something last week. there were people protesting, like, Taylor Swift for...
She takes too many...
cross-country or something.
She's very...
And it wasn't even her plane that they vandalized.
Yeah. She does take a ton of private jet flights for very short distances.
Well, that Justin Brule from... Foo Fighters just went off on her.
No, you
Justin Brule is a isn't he like a hockey player?
No, that's like the Pirates middle reliever.
Well,
that's
who am I thinking of?
Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl. He did say something about her.
Maybe we want Dave Grohl coming out for middle relief. Who knows?
He did go off on her. He did say something about how like her live shows are just BS and that it's a lot of lip syncing and stuff and. You can't go after Taylor Swift and get away with it now. So he's just getting absolutely murdered by her acolytes and zealots now.
Yeah, that almost feels like a basketball player heat check for your own popularity, Dave Grohl. Like, I'm going to go at Taylor Swift and just figure out if I'm you know, secure enough here in my position on the totem pole. The thing about her acolytes for a second... They are so unbelievably dogged in their pursuit to dig up, like, anything that mm-hmm. Dave Grohl will have done. I've read plenty of unflattering Dave Grohl stories, believe it or not. There are a couple major ones out there.
Interesting.
If they haven't already dug them up, they will soon enough.
Well, at my gym, and I wasn't able to go to the personal trainer today because I'm on solo Stella duty, which was a disappointment.
How is that going? How's solo Stella duty?
Great. We got to walk in this morning.
How many words for
Sesame
Stella?
Street was going? Dada, boob, mama.
Boop?
Yep. That's in the mix. Up.
Up's a good one.
No. Baba. So like seven or eight.
Very
but
nice.
My trainer has a bet with another person that works out there. I think by the end of the summer, he has the bet Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift will have broken up. And she has the bet that they will be together. And this bet was made, like, during last football season.
So is this, like, the calendar end of summer? So they got to last till, like, September, what, 20th or whatever mm-hmm. it is? I think they're going to be together, man. He's
so
on stage at her shows. Like, I think he's in it for the long haul. I think so is she. And age-wise, they pretty much match up.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're, what, within, like, 2 or 3 years of each other.
But as Donnie pointed out early on, most of the time she breaks up with guys, then writes songs about them. So that's probably what my trainer was thinking.
Isn't he the highest profile guy she's ever dated?
No, she's dated John Mayer. He's a pretty big deal.
You know what
it is,
though?
Did she date Ed Sheeran?
But it's in the same... She was always dating within the same realm or maybe actors. He's got a whole different sort of group of fans. And all of her Swifties, by the way, they went through all of his tweets trying to find, is he a racist? Is he a terrible guy? Did he say this or that? Is he anything, right? Nothing. Like, all they found were basically tweets that looked like they were written by a well-meaning meathead.
All right, Swiftopedia says...
In high school.
Swiftopedia.
Says...
No, there's not a Swiftopedia.
There is. Joe Jonas, Taylor Lautner, John Mayer, Jake Gyllenhaal, Harry Styles, Calvin Harris. I mean, these are all big names,
yeah,
Malsy.
They are big names, you're right. I take that back. But they're not football players.
Speaking of football, it is the Donnie Football Debrief.
Oh, we've been on task so far.
The Debrief... June 24, 2024. Something we've talked about many times in the past, but the NFL throwback page on YouTube, which, Pony, if you have not seen this page already like 100 times, it would be one of your favorites.
I'm going to follow it right now.
It is one of my favorite YouTube pages out there. They put out a Mount Rushmore for every NFL team. The Steelers Mount Rushmore... Bradshaw, Green, Lambert, Roethlisberger. Now, they also included, with every team, honorable mentions. The Steelers, as you can imagine, had like 24 honorable mention names that they threw in there. But do we think they got it right with the four?
I do. I think Franco's the one guy that is left off, but then if you put Franco in for Ben, you just have all 70 Steelers. I think you do need to have the last two Super Bowls, the 2000 Super Bowls represented, and getting the franchise quarterback and the Hall of Fame quarterback was what.
How about Troy?
No, because I don't think a safety was the difference in them going from a team that would lose AFC championship games and still was relatively good but never great. I think the X factor was Ben, so that's why I got to put the big fell in there as my fourth guy. But I think Troy would be an honorable mention with Franco. I'd have Troy sixth.
I don't know if they got it right. I mean, does it matter that you have... The 70s were the decade where they won four of their six Super Bowls. I don't think it has to be...
So it should be all 70s? Or do you want to knock Lambert off? You hate Lambert. You think Jack Ham was the better player.
You know what? Part of this is, like, the icon status, though, and few guys have more iconic status within a franchise. And with, and from the outside looking in, they put him on the cover of Sports Illustrated with no teeth. I would have put Harris in there over Ben, but that's guaranteed to piss off the usual people who get pissed off when I
Donald
am unfair and mean to Big Ben.
Now, here's something else.
Ben deserves to be very high up, probably sixth on this list or whatever, fifth, first honorable mention, but I would have put Harris in. They were a running team in the 70s. They were running in defense until the late 70s.
It's hard for me to complain with this one. Like, Joe Green is the greatest Steeler ever. Terry Bradshaw, one of the greatest big game quarterbacks ever. Four Super Bowls, and he had some huge performances in those games. Lambert, you could argue, was the actual face of the Steel Curtain, even if he wasn't the overall best player. And Big Ben represents 20 years of Steelers football where they won two more Super Bowls. What I also wanted to branch off of this, if you took the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s of Steelers football.
Okay.
Who would be your Mount Rushmore representatives? You had to have one figure that played predominantly in each of those decades.
That is a hell of a question, and now I'm sort of regretting that we hijacked you with Taylor Swift and...
I mean, I don't mind that because I thought that was a good discussion, too. I mean, I think two of them you can take
so
right
just
from this one.
Just 2000s, not 2010s?
No, he said 2000s. I just quickly went Joe Green, John Stallworth, Rod Woodson, and Big Ben. That's my list.
I'm going to go Bradshaw. I'm going to go,
Mean Joe.
Yeah, well, you took Mean Joe. I'm being a little different. And I'm also going to put Troy in there for the 2000s. The 90s. I'm going to take the bus. The 80s are tough, though.
Stallworth played a lot of years in the 80s that people forget about because they weren't championship years.
No, I know. He's very good, too.
So that's why I put him there.
You know what I'm going to put in? You know what I'm going to put in there to make Pony happy? How about Louis Lips?
Love Louis. I hope Louis's doing well. We haven't talked to him in a while.
I'm going to put in Lips.
When Louis came on and ripped your gumbo, that's one of the best moments in show history. And he got on your case.
I deserve to have it ripped. I had some seafood gumbo down in South Carolina. Oof.
We should do
so
like,
damn good.
I mean, we obviously have this big hot dog contest that we're worried about right now.
I'm going to have a redemption gumbo that I cook up at some point. But I'm just going to randomly spam you guys with a picture one day on Twitter. It's just going to say gumbo 2.0.
But I think we should do like a... Because Steelers season is like very intense.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind like a more relaxed Pony and Muller tailgate for, say, a Pirates game. And just get Louie in the mix, and he's making gumbo from 9 a.m. Actually, what time would he have to start? How long does it take to make a gumbo?
To make it the right way, I would say you probably need 3 hours.
Okay. Yeah, so it's one of those Saturday 4 o'clock games?
Yeah.
You get in the lot around 10, 11.
Make some gumbo?
Yeah. Get some cornhole going. Crank up the tunes.
I mean, I've never... The guys who make it down to Louisiana, like, in a parking lot, I think are unbelievably good at it because there's one part of the gumbo that if you screw it up, and it's early, but you still screw it up, you have to do the whole thing over again. That's making the roux.
Yeah.
You can't let the roux burn.
Is that what effed you?
No, I let it simmer way too long, and Alex likes the chicken shredded in it. Usually it's in chunks as, like, one of the meats. I think I just had chicken and sausage
and
gumbo.
And that's why it looked like pulled pork.
And it looked like pulled pork, and I let it simmer too long, so it thickened up more than it should have. It was a very quick fix, and I added a little more liquid and then just, like, replated it, and it looked fine.